This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the holidays, whether it's Halloween, whether it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, it's a fun time for teachers. Some teachers like the holiday times. One, because sometimes you get time off. But two is it allows you to have a relationship with your students that you might not necessarily get to have when you have to teach them and be a disciplinarian, etc. So when the kids get to have a Halloween party or watch a movie in class, you know, play dodgeball, I don't know, set up for decorations, help decorate and make those. Remember we used to have to make those chains where you would take some construction paper and then you would make them into like a oval round thing and staple it, and then you take another one and I don't know, and would make snowflakes and all sorts of stuff. You know, it allows the teachers to have a nice moment with their class. And so it's no surprise that teachers are going to want to put their little spin on the festivities. I just don't know what the hell this teacher was thinking. So fourth graders, who are between 8 and 10 years old, average age 9 years old, who were in a charter school in Miami Springs, I guess were shown the horror movie Winnie the Pooh, Honey and Blood. It is not a Winnie the Pooh movie. It is not, I don't think, animated. It's not even rated. I don't even think it got a rating because I think it was like a low-budget film. I don't know what it was. I've never seen it. But I'm looking at clips, and I don't know why this film was shown to fourth graders. This was on October 2nd at the Academy of Innovative Education. One of the parents is pretty ticked. She goes, I feel completely abandoned by the school, saying it was shown by a careless teacher. Apparently, it's Winnie and Piglet on a bloodthirsty rampage after Christopher Robin abandons them for college. I gotta tell you, I mean, some of these movies are really stupid and entertaining, but not for a kid. Come on. This is being reported by Variety. Winnie and Piglet go on a bloodthirsty rampage after Christopher Robin abandons them to go for college. I wonder if they got that from Toy Story, kind of. Although Toy Story did not go on a bloody rampage. When Andy went off to college, they all had, you know, issues. So, according to Diaz, the film played for 20-30 minutes before the teacher shut it off. She said that the students were allowed to pick a movie to watch, and they selected Blood and Honey. The teacher, did not stop the movie, even though kids were saying, stop the movie, I don't want to watch this. The head of the school, Miss Vera Hirsch, said that they became aware of it, all right, and their administration promptly addressed it. So, things happen, you know, and I don't know if these kids are going to be traumatized for life. I think, you know, parents can, you know, provide support. Mental health counselors are there to provide support. I got to tell you, some movies scared me as a kid. Jaws. When I watched Jaws as a kid, that was whoa. And that, yeah, I did not want to go to the beach for a while. Or into the water, for that matter. But what this is a symptom of is, are some of these teachers out there just not thinking? I mean, was it that they really wanted to play a horror film, or was it that they're so distracted with everything going on, they're so overwhelmed, that when a kid goes, teacher, I have a Winnie the Pooh movie, he's like, fine, whatever. This lack of attention to detail scares me. It's made mistakes in food preparation, in food safety, in hospitals, in education. You have got to be 100%, especially if you are in charge of children. And even if this was an accident, and somebody said, oh, yeah, you know, it was just they brought up a Winnie the Pooh. So they, you're not going to read the full title. You're not going to evaluate you're not going to double check the rating. I mean, look at how many porn movies are a twist on, you know, like Toy Story. I'm sure there's a porn movie that adds an extra descriptor of the toy for Toy Story. You know, I mean, these are, you need to be careful and see what these kids are looking at and watching. And there's tons of choices. There's, you know, that Monster House movie was really good. It's animated. The Haunted Mansion movies. There's a lot of things out there that are kid-friendly. But we have this half-assed nature of things right now. And I don't know, is it because people are on marijuana? Is it because people are sleep deprived? They're not sleeping? Is it because people are in pain and they're taking medications that are obscuring their judgment? Is it that people are on antihistamines and exhausted the next day? I don't know. And luckily, this was just a horror movie. You know, it's one of those, okay, what the hell were you thinking? And I'm sure everybody's going to get over it and be okay. But if we have, this reminds us that we have individuals in charge of our children that may not be using their full faculties. And if it is determined that this teacher knew it was a horror story and knew it was inappropriate for children, then that teacher should probably be reevaluated and maybe his educational license suspended. You know, our kids are vulnerable. They're very impressionable. And what we teach them can last or scar them for life. And you have to show that every piece of your curriculum, everything you plan is planned. When I would prepare a student's or a classroom's activity, I would spend hours planning it. Because it's reproducible. It's shareable. You want to know that there are no mistakes. So we got to step it up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So yesterday when we heard that a hospital in Gaza, had been hit by a missile, there was a lot of questions as to whose missile it was, how did that happen, and the U.S. has collected, quote, high confidence signals intelligence showing that the explosion at the Gaza hospital compound on Tuesday was caused by the militant group Palestinian Islamic Jihad, according to U.S. officials. Israel immediately said, we don't target hospitals, it wasn't us. But they were investigating to make sure there wasn't some rogue or a misfiring of one of their missiles. Meanwhile, video surfaced of missiles within Gaza going short range, making a turn and hitting a building. And those videos were reporting that was what happened to the hospital. This is the missile that hit the hospital. So the U.S. assessment came hours later, and Biden reiterated that they thought it was an errant missile coming from a terrorist group within Gaza. And so it's horrible. It's to see any hospital, to see vulnerable people killed and hurt in this. I don't know if it doesn't sound like the world is believing it. There's, people are going to blame whoever they want to blame. It's definitely not causing any quieting or calm, in terms of the protests and the outrage. But U.S. officials added that Israel shared their independent intelligence assessment, but before Biden departed to Israel, because they wanted to, again, share what they had. But the Pentagon, from what I understand, did their own independent review. This errant missile, all right, these missiles sadly can misfire. And as I've said before, if you are going to engage in any sort of war, you have got to make sure that you get your refugees to safety. Now, there are multiple countries. You have Egypt, Jordan, Syria, multiple countries that could take Gaza refugees. There's been a lot of questions as to should they hop the Atlantic and make it over to America. And, many people are questioning, why aren't these other countries taking Palestinians? And unfortunately, some of these riots are hurting the cause, and they're hurting the people that they want to help. The U.S. Embassy in Beirut was set on fire as riots erupted. And these riots continue to rage outside Beirut, Lebanon, as people are angry about America's support of Israel. All right, that's not going to help the cause if you want America to take on Palestinian refugees. The rioters set the embassy on fire last night, hurled fireworks towards it in the morning, ongoing protests following a call from Hezbollah. Hezbollah is Lebanon's militant party. And I guess they called for an unprecedented day of rage. So all non-essential State Department staff have been told to leave the city, and a level 4 travel advisory has been issued to all Americans saying do not travel to Lebanon. The protesters in Beirut, according to Daily Mail, have been pushed back into the streets surrounding the embassy. They continue to clash with Lebanese military and yell an F word, you America. And so this Beirut riot is escalating. We're also being told that in Turkey, protesters hurled fireworks and Molotov cocktails while chanting Allahu Akbar. And the U.S. consulate in Adana, Turkey, is now closed. We're also being told that in Buenos Aires, Argentina, there was a bomb threat against the U.S. embassy that triggered an emergency evacuation surrounding buildings. I can't confirm if the bomb threat was credible, but it did trigger an emergency evacuation. Multiple other anti-West protests in Britain, France, other Middle Eastern countries, and we've seen what's happened in America. And so, it's definitely becoming more and more chaotic. The U.S. military also intercepted 2 drone strikes aimed at American bases in Iraq. There's protests in Baghdad, similar outbursts in Baghdad and Amman, and at French and British embassies in Tunisia and Tehran. So this uptick in protests was spurred by a strike against the Al-Ali Al-Arabi hospital in Gaza. And even though there's been videos showing short-range missiles, local missiles detonating buildings in Gaza, the world is still not convinced that this was not it was caused by Israel. And it's, Israel has enough to deal with right now, trying to get the hostages, trying to, protect their citizens. But they also have a PR war going on. And some of us wonder if it'll ever matter. Well, no matter what they say, will anybody believe them? There was an interview being done of some college students. And one college student said that this is all propaganda. Israel makes fake news and if people are going to think, there's no way to win. If people are going to think that whatever you say is fake is that it just what's scary is that's what spurs violence. Whether people believe the truth or not, that's what's driving them. And then people start to believe the lies. And so when people were asked, why would you support the babies being beheaded in Israel? Why would you support this? They said, because that's what Israel does to Palestine. I've never seen an Israeli behead a Palestinian kid. I've never seen what happened in Israel with the Hamas attack happening in Gaza. But this is what people believe. And this is why they're so feverishly passionate about backing Palestine. And look at what's happened between Democrats and Republicans. You know, you believe one thing and you're like, well, how could you believe that? So, you know, we'll keep you guys posted on, you know, developments. I'm obviously very, very concerned that we have Americans who are working in these countries that could be at risk of violence as they just try to do their work and keep the peace. I think there are many countries that don't want America there, and they may step up this rhetoric and these riots and, you know, the Molotov cocktails and the fireworks and the fires just to get America out. And, you know, Biden's coming, which I support. I support Biden coming to assess the situation, of course, in a safe area. And if he doesn't want to come to Israel, and if he's concerned about safety there, you know, meeting even in Europe, but being able to assess, because he has to make a decision. Right now, the U.S. is ramping up firepower, an armada of 13 warships, 100 fighter jets, cruise missile spy plane, 2,000 amphibious special forces massing in the region, because this could be an absolute disaster. This could be the start of a world conflict. And we still have Americans that are held hostage. We have got to get those Americans out. And all the Americans were doing was visiting Israel, was learning, studying in Israel, going to that peace concert. And so America has a huge interest not only in our hostages and in Americans who were killed in this, but also Israel is our helicopter pad in the Mideast, and Israel allows America to have access, intelligence, and it's the biggest ally they have in the Middle East. And America cannot lose Israel. So, unfortunately, now that America is involved, again, at the hand of Hamas, it's involving our Army, Air Force, Marines. Pentagon is preparing additional personnel just in case, and Washington is also concerned that Hezbollah, the Lebanon-based terrorist group, or Iran will escalate the crisis to make it more devastating regional conflict. Biden does need to understand what the situation is. He is our commander-in-chief. If he is going to be the president during wartime, he has got to assess the situation in a safe area. But yeah, I do think he does need to be involved, because right now he's not polling really well, and I have to admit he's done some good speeches in the last couple days, and I'm glad he is sharing with us, you know, what the U.S. intelligence has and the briefings he's getting. But it's a bad situation over there, and I pray it ends soon. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden has cut his schedule to include Jordan today. Following his trip to Israel, Biden planned to meet with Arab leaders in Amman. A White House official said Biden will postpone traveling to the country. Biden in a statement said he was outraged and deeply saddened by the explosion at a hospital in Gaza yesterday that killed roughly 500 people. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon said it's not clear who's responsible. Israel says the bombing was the result of a rocket misfire carried out by Islamic Jihad Palestinian terrorists. The former Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, is hopeful Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio will soon win the Speaker's gavel. Jordan did not gather enough Republican votes in the first Speaker vote yesterday. McCarthy went on to blame a handful of Republicans for, quote, siding with Democrats to grind the government to a halt, end quote. Another vote is scheduled for today. USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was an interesting study. They say adults who have ADHD could be three times more likely to develop dementia. Adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder were almost three times more likely to develop cognitive deficit than those who didn't have it. And that's interesting because those with attention deficit who might be treating with stimulants seems to be more, they become more astute. They become more cognitively awake. And so then you wonder, well, is there something going on with the baseline? And then which came first, the chicken or the egg? Is somebody destined to have dementia going to have signs of ADHD early on? Or is it that you have ADHD, and now, luck of the draw, you're also going to get dementia? ADHD used to just be considered a children disease and a children issue. But we're having more and more adults diagnosed with it. And we're going to have even more adults diagnosed with it as people cannot go back to work. They've been home for 3.5 years. They've been used to that. They're having trouble concentrating. They're used to instant gratification of a text. You don't have to wait for a text. If you're bored with a TV show, you can multitask and look on your phone. And so we've actually evolved to be less attentive, especially with tech. But right now, it's estimated 3% of the adult population has true attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. But interestingly, what is the link to dementia? Dr. Mike Michal Schneider-Beery, director of the Herbert and Jacqueline Krieger Klein Alzheimer's Research Institute at Rutgers Brain Health Institute, said by determining if adults with ADHD are at higher risk for dementia and if medications and our lifestyle changes can affect risks, the outcomes of this research can be used to better inform caregivers and clinicians. So they looked at 100,000 people enrolled in a national cohort study in Israel. The study period ran from 2003 to 2020, and the researchers compared the incidence of dementia between participants with and without ADHD diagnosis. And the study found that the ADHD was significantly associated with an increased risk of dementia, and it remained true if you took out other factors like cardiovascular disease out of the picture. So, what could be going on? Well, is it that the brains of adults with ADHD might not be able to compensate for the effects of aging? They might not be as flexible, hence they may be more susceptible to dementia. And I think it could also be people with dementia may years prior exhibit signs of lack of attention or ADHD. So I think it could be both, the chicken and the egg. It could also be, and you know, they tell us that with, you know, if you want to preserve your memory and you want to preserve your cognitive function and put off dementia, use your brain. Learn another language. There's been studies showing people who are bilingual are less likely to have dementia. Is it because it really takes a lot of brain power to be going back and forth between languages? And so somebody could argue if we found that complex brain functioning may stave off dementia, are some individuals with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder focused on one or two tasks that they aren't necessarily able to manage multiple complex thinking? You know, one thing I've noticed with me is I'm starting to get a little mentally lazy. When somebody tells me their name, I don't work hard to try to memorize that name. Remember years ago when we would be dating? Somebody would give you a number, and you're like, okay, 7342124, 7342124. Then you would just try to put it into memory, and you would work really, really hard to get that memorized. Now, I'm like, you know, just put it in my phone. And put your name down, too, because I've already forgotten their name. The more inattentive we become, the less we are really using our brain function. Now, another thing that I think is happening is I believe sleeping pills increase risk of dementia. And many individuals with ADHD may require aids to help sleep at night. And I think there's a risk between dementia and sleeping aids. Also, there could be something that we haven't discovered where there could be a mechanism or a pathogen or a virus or a heavy metal that causes ADHD, that also causes dementia. And then, a final theory is, are these medications that we're using to treat ADHD, could those be later causing dementia? We know that some of these medications could mitigate some of the symptoms, but could they be putting people at risk? So, Adderall. Amphetamine, dextroamphetamine. When you take Adderall or Ritalin, methylphenidate, that could raise your blood pressure. That could cause vasoconstriction. That could raise your heart rate. When you take these medications, does it decrease blood flow to the brain? Now, I'm not saying that's what happens, but what if the reason why some people are getting dementia, who have ADHD, three times the risk is what the study is saying, is because they're using these medications that can increase risk factors for the dementia. So all this kind of stuff has to be, you know, we get these diagnoses and we treat these diagnoses and we think that's all there is to it. And we don't necessarily really, you know, understand or appreciate that there could be long-term effects. Now, this idea that only 3% of individuals have attention deficit in adulthood, I say it's a lot higher. So what are the criteria for attention deficit? Well, you need to have at least 6 or more symptoms of inattention for children up to age 16, or 5 or more if you're 17 and older. So you have to have 5 of these symptoms that have been present for at least 6 months. 1, failing to give close attention to details or making careless mistakes at work. Having trouble holding attention on tasks. Not seeming to listen when spoken to directly. Not following through on instructions. Losing focus, sidetracked. Trouble organizing tasks and activities. Avoiding, disliking, or is reluctant to do a task that requires mental effort over a long period of time. Loses things necessary for tasks. Where's my phone? Where's my glasses? Where's my wallet? Where's my keys? Where's my pencil? Where's the paperwork? Where's my laptop? Is often easily distracted. Is often forgetful in daily activities. Now, I'm telling you right now, a lot of my friends would qualify for this. Now, this is where I come in, hyperactivity. 6 or more symptoms of these under age 16, 5 or more over age 17 are as an adult, and it has to be present for at least 6 months. And it's not appropriate for developmental level. So if a 2-year-old, you know, is playing around and not paying attention to mommy or daddy, that not necessarily a big shocker. But hyperactivity, often on the go, acting as if you're driven by a motor, vroom, talks excessively, blurts out an answer before the question has been completed, yep, has trouble waiting their turn. I could wait my turn. Interrupts and intrudes on others. Butts into conversations. Yeah, I do that. Sorry. Do you fidget or tap with your hands and feet or squirm in your seat? Now, I like to tap my legs and move my feet because I don't want a DVT. So doing a radio show for 3 hours, I don't want to get a blood clot. So, yeah, I get up. I move around. I sit down. I stand up just because I want to make sure I don't get blood clot. You leave your seat in situations when you're supposed to remain seated. So if you can't sit through a movie, it's a problem. Unable to play or take part in leisurely activities quietly. All right. Okay, so that's me. I'm hyper. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's not super common, but across the United States over the past decade, we have seen maternity centers and maternity hospitals close. I live in Southern Nevada, and I believe in Mesquite, Nevada, a city that's about 90 minutes to the east of us, had to close their only maternity ward, I believe. This was a few years back, I think right after the pandemic. In Oregon, a maternity center closed. In Alabama, I think three are closing. And I know this is a shock, because the one thing you could count on in terms of medicine and in terms of health is somebody's going to get pregnant. somebody's going to want to deliver a baby. And even though I have delivered babies in the ER setting, you need maternity care. You need maternity units. You need maternity wards. You need ORs available for C-sections. And NBC News reported that in Alabama, three total maternity units are closing. And the closing of these facilities leave women in Shelby and Monroe counties without any birthing units. Some of them are going to have to drive 100 miles away to give birth. Now, many other neighboring counties don't have maternity units. So if some of the epicenters of these are closing, it could cause people to need to drive 100 miles or out of state to be able to give birth. And Alabama has one of the highest maternal mortality rate in the country. Their overall maternal mortality rate is 64 deaths per 100,000 births. Data from the CDC show that Alabama had one of the highest maternal mortality rates between 2018 and 2021, higher for black women, with over 100 out of every 100,000 birthdays resulting in death. They say it's not just mothers who are at risk, but also, you know, the babies. And so Alabama has had the third highest infant mortality rate. So what's going on? Why are these closures happening? Well, these maternity wards need constant staff. And so when you hear that a unit is closing, right, the first thing I think of isn't money, although it should be, you know, the first thought that comes to mind, but being in healthcare, it's staff. We have had short staff in every aspect, in every labor industry. That's why Walgreens had closures and had done a sit out saying we don't have staff. That's why Kaiser Permanente had a strike, not enough staff. So if there's not enough staff in the pharmacies, if there's not enough staff in the ERs, not enough staff in the hospitals, then of course they're also going to be suffering with not enough staff in the maternity wards. When individuals see that their friends, right, can work from home and work two jobs from home, making twice the amount of money, doing a 12-hour shift at a maternity ward is not as lucrative for people, and it's exhausting. Then, in terms of, you know, we do make a lot of obstetricians, but a very interesting thing that we've been seeing is prior to the last few years, doctors were OB guides. They were gynecologists and obstetricians. So they would do your pap smears. They would do your pelvic exams. They would monitor your ovaries, test you for cancer. But then if you got pregnant, they would also meet you in the hospital and deliver your baby. And a lot of gynecologists, OB guides, are like, you know what? I can't do the call anymore. I can't be at somebody's beck and call. I have thousands of patients. I am up every night delivering babies. I can't do that. So how it used to be years ago is whoever took care of you was the one delivering your baby. Then in the 2000s, many of these doctors were getting overwhelmed. And also we lost a lot of doctors because of the malpractice crisis. If you had one lawsuit, your malpractice was so expensive that as long as you only delivered X amount of babies, you could then get the malpractice insurance. So we had a lot of doctors who said, look, I have to cap at $150 a year. If I go over that, my insurance won't cover me. So now you had other doctors having to pick up the slack, and patients are like, you know, I have to meet a team of men every time I go in, you know, every time I get pregnant. Why can't I just have the one woman doctor? Well, because it has to, when it comes to these practices, whoever's going to be on call that night will be the one delivering the baby. Because your doctor can't be up every single night of the week delivering all the babies in the practice. So then it would be, look, you might not have me delivering your baby. It might be my colleague. So meet all the colleagues so you're comfortable with any one of them being your doctor. Now we have many gynecologists saying, no, I'm just done with call. I'm tired. I need to sleep. I just want to do gynecology. Let somebody else deliver the babies. So now we have a growing field of laborists where people are staffed at the hospital and all they do is deliver babies or do the C-sections. Now, to me, that'd be a fun job. I would love to be a laborist. But how fascinating that it's a shift. It's a 12-hour shift. Some might be 8 hours. Some might even be less. Who knows? But it's a 12-hour shift where I'm the one that's on. I'll be delivering all the babies that come into the hospital. But the fact that we've had to give rise to the laborists means you have a lot of people that went into OB-GYN who were like, I can't do the call. You know, and when OBs told me, because I was thinking about doing OB, and when OB said you have to deliver at least 4 babies a month to break even, to pay for your malpractice, I'm like, whoa, okay, that's a lot, and that's exhausting. And if none of you have ever done call before, you get pretty traumatized by it. Every time you hear a beep, not being able to sleep for years, I still struggle sleeping. Because doing 36-hour shifts and always being woken up and ripped out of a sleep if you did fall asleep was... I've never gotten a sleep cycle back after that. I used to sleep so good prior to medical school. And so, people are starting to choose their health. Now, other reasons is then the money. If people aren't paying their bills... And we have people from, other countries coming in and using the hospitals for free. The money has to come somewhere. And to staff obstetricians, to staff nurses, doulas, all the equipment, all the ancillary staff, all the nutritionists, the NICU, all that, it's expensive. And if the money's not coming in, you can't. Many providers, healthcare providers, say Medicaid doesn't cover enough. Remember I told you guys Medicare paid me 12 cents for a flu shot. Well, if the flu shot costs me 10 times more than that, and actually now even more, after a while, you can't have things that you aren't getting reimbursed for. Tennessee's Medicaid program, we're being told, according to Learning English, only pays $1,700 for each baby born. So that is not enough for that hospital to keep that maternity ward open. 1-877-DR-ALLIE, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.